When the Pandavas got a little older, they were still pretty much children at this point, even small children. So they, when they got a little older, they were teaching them Kripacharya was starting to teach them how to use weapons. Because they're Kshatriya, princes, you know, they got to learn how to fight. So they, Kripacharya was teaching them. Kripa is interesting. I don't know if I mentioned, he was discovered, he's an orphan, him and his twin sister. They're orphans that were discovered by Shantanu when he was traveling in the forest. Shantanu was traveling in the forest and he found two babies that were just lying in the grass. In the foliage, you know, and crip comes from creeper, and it's the root of creeper. And it also kripa in this sense it means mercy, but it also can mean creeper, like tree. And so the thing is that they found him in the bushes, you know, so that's why they called him Kripacharya. He's Kripa, and his sister is Krippi. So those were the two twins, brother and sister, Kripa and Krippi. And so they were created by a sage named Saradwat. He was really big into martial power, actually, but he was a rishi. So he had a lot of Dhanurveda, like, you know, mystic weapons. And so Indra was kind of scared of him, so they sent a apsara to try and tantalize him and distract him from his tapa. And so she did, and the result was Kripa and Krippi. But that was who they were, and they're just kind of like lying there in the bushes. So the Shantanu found them, and so because he came from. You know, this powerful sage, he had all these mystic powers, you know, because he kind of was the condensation of all that power. And so he had the sister, and so actually Dronacharya ended up marrying Kripa's sister, Krippi. So it was Drona and Krippi, and they had a son, Ashwatthama. He was called that because even when he was small, he was strong like a horse. He's really strong, you know. Sometimes they picture him out to be kind of like a little weakling or something. He's actually really strong, like big muscles, big wide shoulders and all that. Ashwatthama. So Kripa was kind of like, he's a member of the Kuru household, more or less. You know what I'm saying? Now, Dronacharya didn't live there with them, but he was married to Kripa. Creepy, who's, you know, he's a, so Kripa was the brother-in-law of Drona. So the thing is that Drona kind of was like down on his luck. He didn't have any, you know, money, and he's kind of poor. And he wanted to teach the Pandavas because he's far better. He was taught by Parashuram. He had all of Parashuram's weapons. So he was very powerful. There's a lot of, you know. So he kind of like started staying at Kripa's house, and he kind of like wandered around. And so he ran into the Pandavas, and they were playing a ball. They were playing a ball game, and he kind of watched them. And they were playing a game of ball, you know? And so the ball, it fell in a well. And they were trying to get the ball. And so Dronacharya, they couldn't reach it, though, because the well is small. And so he said, oh, you know, all you brave Kshatriyas, you can't get the ball out of the well. Don't you know weapons? And they said, you can get a ball out of a well with weapons? Come on. He's like, yeah, no, I'll show you. He said, but only if you promise me a meal. They said, if you get a ball out of the well, we'll employ you. So he's like, he took his ring. He said, I'll even get the ring out. So he dropped the ring in the well. So what he did was he grabbed a handful of grass and he chanted mantras over the grass, and he threw the grass in the well, and it fell and it stuck to the ball. And then he threw another grass and stuck to the other one. So he made a chain of grass end to end, all the way out. And then he just pulled on the chain and then ball. And then he handed it to him. Then he pulled out his arrow. And he reached down, aimed his arrow, and shot it. Went ding, 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 ding. Like, you know, ping pong. I mean, what is that? Where you got the, yeah, what is that one called? Pinball. So, yeah, yeah, the arrow's flying down like a pinball. Ding, 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 bouncing off the walls. And then it, you know, the arrowhead actually catches onto the ring and bounces right and it shoots out and he grabs it and then puts it on his finger. So then they're like, wow, everyone clapped, you know. And then they brought him and Bhishma was happy and everyone, they employed him as the teacher. So then he stayed there at the Kurus. Now this is an interesting thing. They didn't pay them with gold in those days. Everyone got paid with food. That was the currency in those days. The kings used to have gold and they would trade it to each other. But it wasn't like the same kind of money. Like your actual, this is when you got paid. The food was the money in those days. That was actually considered to be money. Because it has, you know, direct value. Currency was food. And the gold, they had gold and gems and it was like stuff that the kings would trade to each other. But it wasn't like, you don't go like a gold coin or something and buy. And then you trade with food. That was the currency. So Dronacharya became the teacher, and so he started to teach the Pandavas the basics. And all the Pandavas did that. Now, Bhima didn't learn any mantras. He didn't want to learn. See, the thing is, with these mantras, they're not Vaishnav mantras. All these weapons, they're not for Vaishnavas. You worship different Dakinis, which are these goddesses that rule over the different chakras. And, you know, different there's different gods for every weapon, you know. And these aren't the kind of, you know, Bhima was a Paka Vaishnava, so he didn't want to learn these kinds of things. I mean, Drona taught him fighting, but he didn't. The mantra weapons is another story. So the Dronacharya had this thing where whoever could would bring him, he said, bring me water. And whoever brings me water first, I'll give them special instructions. So all the students, he gave big jugs with very thin holes at the top. And his son, he gave a small jug with a big hole. Big, you know, glass if you're pouring. So they would all go and, you know, they get the big jug and you dip it in the river to try and fill it up. But it takes a long time because it's a small hole. And then Ashwatthama, he had the smaller one with the bigger lid, you know, so he'd stick it in and then come back. And then Drona would teach him special things. He gave him favor, you know. So then Arjuna, he learned the Varuna Astra, which is water. So everyone went to the thing, and he shot the water and filled up the jug. And then he came first. So Dronacharya was happy, because that was his way of teaching. He would do different tests. And then one time Arjuna was in his tent, and he's eating food. It was nighttime. And a breeze came, and it blew out all of the candle that was in his room. But he's still eating food, because even though it's dark, he knew where the plate was, and he's reaching down and eating. And he was like, you know, I like to eat, and so I can eat in the dark. I don't have to see the plate or the food. I just eat. I wonder if I can do that with a bow and arrow. So he would go out at night. when there's, and he would practice shooting things you can't see. So that was his, that's why he was called Hrishikesh, Gudakesh. They call him Gudakesh in the Bhagavad Gita. Because he's conquered sleep, because he'd stay up at night and he'd shoot targets. That's why he's called Gudakesh, because he would stay up all night and he'd shoot the targets. And then the, let me think. Okay. It's the rain. Can you hear the rain on the?
It's out there. No, it's okay. It's a little sound, but it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
We'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, one time Dronacharya was swimming in a river. They're taking a bath in the river, and a big crocodile came and bit him and grabbed him by the leg, and then Arjuna shot and killed it, and then Drona was happy, and he taught him more weapons. So he's teaching him more and more weapons. And then there's this story. There's one boy, his name's Ekalavya. This is a famous story, and a lot of people like to make a big controversy over this one. This is, it's the evils of the Hindu caste system. You know, Ekalavya was a Nishada. And he went to Drona and he said, please teach me. And then Drona was like, no, I won't teach you. Now, then Ekalavya was so devoted to Dronacharya that he built a deity of Drona, and he would worship that. And then because he was worshiping that, then he was getting like the power. And then one time, you know, Arjuna ran into Ekalavya, and Ekalavya outshot him. And so Arjuna told Drona. So Dronacharya said, even though I refused you as a disciple, you're so good, now I will accept you as a disciple, but you must give me dakshin. So Ekalavya said, what is the dakshin that you want? He said, I want your right thumb. So he cut his right thumb off and gave it to him. So the thing is that when you shoot the arrow, you need your right thumb. So it's a lot harder when you don't got it. You got to either shoot with your left or it's... So it's kind of, it's so mean, you know. This is the thing that nobody takes the time to explain. And knowing some of the people I run into, some of them don't have the intelligence to understand. But I'm going to try and explain this one. Basically, these weapons are like what would be the modern equivalent of nuclear warfare. It isn't like, and who has it? It's the government. It's the royal princes. Jonas said, I only give these weapons to royal princes. Why? Because you can go to the Walmart and get a, you know, a rifle, but you can't, you know, surface to air missile, you know. Yeah, I'd like a few surface to air missiles, please. Or can you toss a few nukes in the cart there? You know, no. You know, you're not going to be able to grab them, you know. Give me a Apache helicopter. No. You know, it doesn't work that way. These are special restricted weapons. Any Joe off the street ain't going to be able to grab them. And it is, do you think that it's any different back then? Oh, it's a fantasy land. No, these are magic weapons. You think that they're just going to hand them out to everybody? No. You have to be qualified. So what was Ekalavya? He's a Nishada. He's a fish eater. So that's a meat eater. So that's unqualified. And oh, he was so devoted, but what did he want him for? If you look in Krishna book later on, Ekalavya comes and he fights with Krishna. So he's a demon. So even though he's so devoted, demons can be devoted to any deva that they want. to get their ends, which is weapons or powers to fight with. They'll pray to Shiva so they can kill Vishnu. I mean, you know, or pray to Brahma so they can kill Vishnu, or, you know, all these crazy things. So, I mean, demons can be very devoted. Demons can have so much devotion to get their ends, you know. But that doesn't mean that what they're doing is good. I mean, devotion itself isn't good. It has to be devoted to the right thing. And so, you know, I mean, a lot of people, you hear this a lot in India particularly, but even devotees, they don't really seem to understand sometimes what the hell is going on with this story. Because, you know, this Agalavya was unqualified. He's got a dark heart. And even though he's devoted, he wanted weapons so he could conquer the world. He went around fighting with all these different kingdoms so he could conquer them. That's not good. It's like, usually that's, you know, it's like Sauron, or, you know what I mean? So Droney's like, no, I don't want you to have it. And so, you know, he's so skilled, but yeah, he got those powers through devotion for wrong purpose. So this is an important factor, you know, in our, to understand. You can't just like, oh, you know, you can't look at it without knowing the deeper reasons why things happen. And so that's the story with Ekalevya. So after that whole thing, there's another famous story about their education, which is that there's the bird. There's the story of the bird on the tree. It was an imitation bird, and it had the so he got all everybody to come up, but he saved Arjuna for last. And he said, Yudhisthira, what do you see? He said, I see aim the bow at the eye of the bird. He says, what do you see? He said, I see the bird, I see the tree, I see you, I see the students. You know, he said, no, go. So he asked them, and they said, I see the bird, I see the tree, I see the... So they went, everyone said that. And then they got to Arjuna. He said, what do you see? He said, I see the eye of the bird. He said, do you see this, that? He said, no. He said, release the arrow. Shh. Hit it right. That's a good lesson in life about focus, you know. There's so much stuff going on around us. This, that. And people are talking nonsense about this person, and this is going on, and that's going on, and this, just focus on the what it is, it's your goal. And then you can get that. But that requires a focus. And after that was all done, then it was time that he wanted to show, you know, their skills. So.